Open Windows, November the 15th, A Deeper Revelation of Christ. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat. Revelation 2:17. God always keeps the revelation of himself in Christ bound up with practical situations. You and I can never get revelation other than in connection with some necessity. We cannot get it simply as a matter of information. That is information, that is not revelation. We cannot get it by studying. When the Lord gave the manna in the wilderness, a type of Christ as the bread from heaven, he stipulated very strongly that not one fragment more than the day's need was to be gathered, and that if it went beyond the measure of immediate need, disease and death would break out and overtake them. The principle, the law of the manna, is that God keeps revelation of himself in Christ bound up with practical situations of necessity. And we are not going to have revelation as mere teaching, doctrine, interpretation, theory, or anything as a thing, which means that God is going to put you and me into situations where only the revelation of Christ can help us and save us. Now then, that is why the Lord would keep us in situations which are acute, real. The Lord is against our getting out on theoretical lines with truth, out on technical lines. Oh, let us shun techniques as a thing in itself and recognise this, that although the New Testament has in it a technique, we cannot merely extract the technique and apply it. We have to come into New Testament situations to get a revelation of Christ to meet that situation, so that the Holy Spirit's way with us is to bring us into living actual conditions and situations and needs in which only some fresh knowledge of the Lord Jesus can be our deliverance, our salvation, our life. And then to give us not a revelation of truth, but a revelation of the person, new knowledge of the person, that we come to see Christ in some way that just meets our need. We are not drawing upon an it. We are drawing upon him.